This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We don't yet know why this happened, but a small plane crashed into some power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland last night, injuring the two people on board and knocking out power for thousands in the area. Rescuers arrived and immediately worked to save the two people on board. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein saying earlier this morning,
"The plane needs to be secured, removed, and the power lines need to be restrung and reconnected."
He was heard there on WJLA-TV. Many hospitals in Ukraine have lost power after Russian missile strikes.
Power outages have strained and disrupted a healthcare system already ravaged by years of corruption, the COVID-19 pandemic, and 9 months of war. Operations are being postponed. Paramedics are examining patients with flashlights in the dark. And patient reports are often inaccessible because of internet outages. The World Health Organization said last week that Ukraine's health system is facing its darkest days so far. The problem is intensified by issues such as the growing energy crisis and the onset of cold winter weather. On a visit to a hospital in Dnipro last week, the head of the WHO for Europe, Hans Kluge, said the conditions medics were working in were unacceptable.
"How can a hospital function without electricity?"
I'm Karen Chamas.
Many shoppers are being choosier now as they buy their holiday gifts. Many Americans are wrestling with higher food and gas prices, among others. But on this Cyber Monday, retailers are hoping you'll buy online. Hawaii's Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, has started to erupt. Authorities say communities nearby are not at risk from this. The World Health Organization has renamed monkeypox, citing concerns that the name could be seen as discriminatory and racist. It'll now be called Mpox. This is AP News. To China now. Authorities there are easing antivirus rules in some areas, but they're keeping their severe zero COVID strategy in place, even after crowds demanded President Xi Jinping resign during protests against controls that confine millions of people to their homes.
Police forcibly cleared demonstrators in Shanghai as they took to the streets to publicly oppose the government's zero COVID policy, which leaves millions of people confined to their homes for weeks and requires near constant testing. Social media reports indicated that the protests also spread to at least seven other cities, including Beijing, and dozens of university campuses. Large-scale protests are exceedingly rare in China, where public expressions of dissent are routinely stifled. But a direct rebuke of Xi, the country's most powerful leader in decades, is seen as extraordinary. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.